Today we are continuing our study in the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6.
今日我哋继续学习以弗所书第六章神嘅全副军装。
And Paul has been reminding us that Christians, we are soldiers for Christ.
咁保罗都一直喺度提醒我哋，我哋系基督嘅精兵。
We are soldiers that are fighting a spiritual war.
我哋系与属灵气嘅征战。
And as Christ's followers.
我们作为基督的信徒,
that we are soldiers of His cross.
我们就是十字架的精兵。
Our battle is against Satan and his evil minions who are against God and out to destroy our faith.
我们的争战呢就是跟撒旦和他的恶魔是他们就是要摧毁我们的信心。
Paul's reminding us that we have nothing to fear.
保罗提醒我们不需要有任何的恐惧。
Paul saying that God has already given us everything that we need to stand firm against Satan and his attacks.
保罗提醒我们神已经给了我们所有需要的一切的资源可以抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
His call for us is to walk faithful.
就是要我们去凭信心而行。
To put on those resources that he has given, that God has given to us.
去利用这些神所赐的资源。
So he's reminding us that there's no reason to lose heart.
所以提醒我们就是不要灰心丧志。
No matter what you face in life,
无论你在生命里面面对什么，
there's no reason to be afraid.
是不需要去担惊害怕。
Paul calls you to be strong in the Lord.
保罗要我们去在靠主作刚强的人。
You don't dwell in your own strength.
你不是靠自己的能力。
But he says, dwell in the strength of God's might.
而是要依赖神的大能大力。
And we do that by putting on the armor of God, verse 13.
我们就是在十三节那里藉着戴上穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
We've been speaking for it for a couple of weeks.
我们已经讲了几个星期了。
Alright. And we must put on this armor in order to stand firm.
我们就是穿上这些军装以致我们可以站立得稳。
In order for us to resist the spiritual forces of evil, every day we must wear that armor of God daily.
我们要每日的对抗这个属灵气的邪恶，我们一定要每日的穿上神的这个军装。
And today we come to verse 17.
今天我们就来到第十七节。
And we're going to be looking at this helmet of salvation.
就看救恩的头盔。
Now, when you go out to war, helmets are very important.
咁你去打仗咧，呢个头盔好紧要嘅。
You know, now helmets protect you from bullets.
咁而家咧就或者帮你抵挡呢啲嘅子弹。
But I'm not sure how much protection it is.
但系我唔系好清楚知道有几多嘅能够可以保护你。
You know, those rifles can shoot through anything.
嗰啲弹咧，子弹咧可以打穿好多嘢嘅。
But it can deflect them.
但系可以抵挡少少。
Many times save your life.
很多时都可以救你的命。
And same thing with the Roman soldier, they would not go into battle without that helmet of salvation.
同样
在, without that helmet, sorry.
在罗马时代，那些兵丁都不会说不戴这个头盔就去征战的。
That helmet was usually made out of a cast steel.
他们那时那些头盔呢就是实心的铸造的铁来金属来的。
And that helmet was, and it served the vital function of protecting his head.
咁呢一个嘅头盔咧，就真系可以保护到佢嘅头嘅。
You know, they didn't have bullets in those days, but it was against arrows.
咁嗰个时候系冇子弹，但系有箭。
But more importantly, it was to protect them against the blow from a sword.
但系更重要咧，就系要保护佢哋，从要唔好俾把剑打到。
You know the sword that the Roman soldiers used to carry?
罗马兵士嗰时候嘅剑咧，系好特别嘅。
It was called a broadsword.
系叫做阔剑。
You know, it was a large, huge weapon, about 3 or 4 feet long.
是一个很大的一个武器，是三四尺那么长的。
It had a very large and very strong steel handle.
那个手柄呢，都是很大，很实正的。
You know, and you had to be Conan to really hold that sword.
那你是要用两只手才拿得起。
All right, because they would swing that sword and with all their strength to try to knock your head off.
那他们用尽力呢，就是要去打你的头。
And it's cool, you know, and in those times, the helmet was very important to protect the soldier from sometimes the swipe of that sword.
咁嗰个时候咧，头盔就系好重要去帮助你保护你，唔好俾把剑打到。
You know, without that sword, you would actually die very quickly.
咁冇呢个头盔咧，你好容易死啦。
Because just being brushed by that sword, you would be gone. Now this helmet is called the helmet of salvation.
Now
what kind of salvation is it talking about? Is it referring to the saving faith or your eternal life being saved? Now being saved is an element of our salvation. But being saved is not what Paul is actually referring to here.
但在这里呢, 保罗不是说到得救,
because you are, you know, if you're in God's army,
因为如果你是神的军队,
you have already been saved. That's something that's happened already.
是有些已经发生了的事,
you know, it's not something that says, oh, put on the armor and then go save yourself and be saved to have eternal life.
而不是说你要穿上这个军装, 然后才可以得救, 然后才有永生。
So it's not talking about salvation itself being saved.
他这里不是说到这个得救这,
he's talking about salvation in a much different sense. So let me explain this to you, and it'll be easier to remember. Salvation has three aspects.
Alright,
it has the past,
有过去的,
the present,
有现在的,
and the future.
或将来的,
right, past, present, and future. Three aspects.
过去,现在,
right, the past aspect frees us from the penalty of our sins.
过去这个方面呢,这个元素呢,就是帮,将我们从罪里面释放出来。
That is our actual salvation when we come to believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
这个就是当我们信靠耶稣基督做我们的救主的时候,我们就得到了这个救恩。
So when you confess with your mouth and receive Jesus as Lord,
当你口里承认接受耶稣作为你的主的时候,
that is the past. He's cleansed you, he's made you clean, he's paid, your penalties are washed away. Romans 6 says that you have died with Christ when you put your faith in him. That you actually have been crucified with Christ. You died with Christ on that cross. Your life is now dead in Christ. But your life rose with him in new life.
And
because Christ, through Christ's resurrection, your life has been raised. And you're able to live now in that newness of life that is forgiven of sins and the penalty of judgment. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Alright,
so that's the past. Your judgment, your penalty for sin has been taken care of by Christ. That's what we call a lot of times justification.
这个呢,
that you have been made righteous before the eyes of Christ.
在基督的眼前,
the second aspect of salvation is the present.
那第二个救恩的方面呢,
right, the present salvation, it frees us, gives us a freedom from the power of sin.
我们现在的得到的救恩呢,
Romans 6:14 says it this way, for sin will no longer have dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but now under grace.
罗马书6:14讲到,罪必不能作你们的主,因为你们不在律法之下,乃在恩典之下。
What does that mean?
这什么意思啊?
That means as a Christian, that bondage you had to sin is broken.
即是说作为基督徒,你被罪的捆绑已经是
the power of sin should no longer rule in your life. That's because of what Jesus has done for you on the cross in the past. It's the power that cleansed you. And it's his power that continues to make you clean. So that's the present. God continues to sanctify you. You know, sure, we're still affected by sin. We realize that.
没错，我们都是继续受到罪的影响，你都应该知道这一点。
But that power of slavery to sin has been broken.
但是这个罪的权势是已经被打破的。
Because now the Spirit lives in you.
因为现在圣灵在你里面活着。
And it's that Spirit that enables you to turn from sin.
是可以令你洁得洁净，可以令你转离罪恶。
To turn and say no to the filthiness of sin.
可以面对罪的污秽，可以说。
All right, that is the work of God in each of our lives as Christians.
这个我们就是神在我们基督徒每一位的身上所做的工作。
That at the present, He is purifying us and purging us of sin.
就是现今是继续的，让我们得洁净。
Jesus describes this in John 13:10 this way.
耶稣在约翰福音十三章十节这样说。
The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet.But is completely clean.
耶稣说凡洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗全身就干净了。
So you see that picture here?
你看不看到这件事呢?
That the Lord has bathed you in his blood. He's made you clean.
耶稣主已经让你用他的宝血洗净你。
You've been justified, made holy.
你已经是得清义, 你是被清义。
And for the rest of your life, what do you need to do?
You need
to wash your feet. You need to dust off your feet to clean. And
就是要洗脚。
You ask for forgiveness of your sins.
就是要求神赦免你的罪。
That when you seek after God's grace that through repentance and faith,
藉著悔改同埋认罪，求神。
God continues to forgive you and cleanse you.
求神赦免你，洁净你。
Well, that is the sanctifying work of the Spirit.In the present.
这个就是现时圣灵的工作。
That each and every day we should live in repentance and faith.
就是每一日我们都应该在认罪悔改里面过生活。
So this is the present aspect of salvation we call sanctification.
这个就是我们现今的生活的这方面，我们就称为成圣。
The third aspect now is the future aspect.
第三方面就是将来的。
All right, stay with me now, you got it?
没睡觉住。
Past salvation saved us from the penalty of sin.
过去的救恩的过去，让我们从罪的里面得释放。
Our present salvation saves us from the power of sin, no longer controlling us.
现时的救恩就是帮助我们不再在罪的权势里面。
And the future one is the most important one.
将来就是更重要的。
It will save us from the presence of sin.
就是帮助我们去拯救我们去在罪的存在里面得释放。
That there will be a time when sin will be no more.
有一天不会再有罪恶。
Our Revelation 21:4 says it this way, He will wipe away every tear from the eye, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
启示录二十一章第四节讲，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
You know, this indicates a complete final end to sin and its consequences, which is death.
这个就是讲到最后的、最终的，就是罪恶的最终的后果，就是彻底的终结。
And Revelations here actually is painting us a picture of the new heaven and new earth that we will all be living in.
这就是让我们看到一个新天新地的图画，我们将来就在那里。
It will be a new creation where we will be with God and He will dwell with us face to face.
我们就会是新的被造物，我们会跟神一起面对面的。
That's His promise.
这个是神的应许。
You're not going to be a spirit floating around somewhere, but you will be in a new heaven and a new earth made perfect in Christ.
你不是一个灵会周围飘来飘去，而是在一个新天新地里面同基督一起。
You know, John 3 reminds us that we will be like him, for we shall see him as God is. He is.
约翰一书讲，告诉我们，我们会见到他的，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Or what is God? God is sinless, He's spotless, holy, without blemish.
神是怎样呢？就是圣洁的，是无瑕疵的，无罪的。
And that day we will be like Him.
那天呢，到那天呢，我们就会 赐佢。
You know, not that we say we will be ever be like God.
唔系话你会成为神。
You know, but you are made in His image. You will be like God in holiness and without blemish.
就系你会系似神嘅形象，系圣洁嘅，系无瑕疵嘅。
Okay, that's the future.
呢个就系将来。
You know, Romans 8 reminds us of that. When those God has justified, He will sanctify and glorify.
罗马书第八章提醒我哋话，神所称为耀的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
So the future salvation that we're looking for is the hope of glorification.
所以将来嘅呢个救恩嘅将来呢个方面，就系我哋对呢个荣耀得荣耀嘅盼望。
You know, that's the hope that we every Christian lives with.
我哋就系每一个基督徒就系应该有呢一个咁嘅盼望。
One day we have that hope that we will be fully righteous before God, made righteous.
有一日我哋就会喺神嘅面前系成为公义。
That one day our battling sin will be over, the battle will be won.
有一日我哋与罪嘅争战就会结束，我哋系会得胜。
That there is a finish line that we won't have to struggle with sin anymore. We won't have to fight this battle with Satan anymore. It'll be over.
就会有最终嘅嗰日，我哋就唔再需要与撒旦同恶魔同罪争战。
You know, we don't have to struggle with this daily struggle of the flesh.
我哋唔需要每一日嘅同我哋嘅肉身嘅罪争战。
The struggle with the brokenness of this world.
同呢个世界嘅破碎嚟争战。
There won't be any wars. There won't be any more hate.
唔会再有战争，唔会再有仇恨。
There won't be any more conflict, misunderstandings.
唔再会有冲突，有啲嘅误会。
And most importantly, no sickness.
再更重要嘅就系冇疾病。
And no death.
冇死亡。
1 Peter 1 says this in verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the Lord God, our Father, Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you.
彼得前书一章三至四节，愿颂赞归我与我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，藉耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Christians must grasp this very important point.
基督徒要抓紧呢一个好重要一点。
That you have a living hope through Christ.
你喺基督里边系有个活泼嘅盼望。
And this is the most final hope that you have is inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. That's eternal life kept for you.
你呢个嘅盼望，最后嘅呢个盼望系不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，系为你们存留在天上嘅。
Because we must realize one thing that life on earth is temporary.
因为我哋要知道一样嘢，喺地上嘅生活系暂时嘅。
We have to know where our destiny lies.
要知道我哋嘅终结喺边度。
So that we don't fall apart when things of life go bad.
以致我哋系嘅喺地上嘅生活唔顺心嘅时候，我哋唔会跌倒。
Because our destiny isn't to live here forever.
因为我哋嘅终结唔会系喺呢度。
It's a great day that our victory will be in God in heaven.
有一日伟大嘅日子，就系我哋得胜嘅，就系与神喺天上。
And if you're faithful all the way through,
如果你系忠心到底，
there's a marvelous reward waiting for you in glory.
系好奇妙嘅奖赏，系喺荣耀里边等紧你。
Right, that is the finish line that Christ, that we look forward to.
呢个就系喺我哋喺基督里边所盼望嘅终点。
Right, this is the helmet of salvation. This is what Paul is pointing to.
呢个就系救恩嘅头盔，就系保罗所讲嘅。
Right, this salvation, this helmet of salvation, points to our ultimate glorification in God.
呢一个最救恩嘅头盔就系我哋最终喺神里边得到荣耀。
It'll be full. It'll be final.
系完整嘅、完全嘅。
It is a total salvation to come.
系完全嘅得救。
You know, and that's what gives us that confidence that someday the battle will be over.
就系俾我哋有一个确信，有一日呢个争战系会结束嘅。
You know, it is this helmet of salvation.
呢个就系救恩嘅头盔。
that protects us from growing faint.
就是保守我们不要去灰心。
From giving up when life seems difficult and hopeless.
当我们觉得生活好像是很困难和无望的时候。
That it gives us strength when we grow weary.
当我们疲倦想放弃的时候，神会给我们有力量。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because I have that hope.
因为是我有这个盼望。
That there is a light at the end of this tunnel.
这个隧道的尽头是有光明的。
And someday, no matter what I'm facing, my life will burst forth into the presence of Christ.
无论我面对什么，有一天我的生命都会在面对基督的光芒里面。
You know, the writer of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19, he says that this hope is the anchor for all of our souls.
咁呢个希伯来书六呢个作者喺六章十九节嗰度讲到，呢一个嘅就系我哋灵魂嘅锚。
You know, this hope is the anchor for every Christian.
呢一个嘅盼望就系我哋每一个基督徒嘅锚。
That when you know Jesus is coming,
因为我知道耶稣会再来。
That great day is ahead. Salvation will ultimately come.
呢一个伟大嘅日子系即将到来。
That's what anchors your soul.
这个就是锚定你的灵魂。
That if you're in the sea, pushed back and forth,
如果你在海里面飘来飘去的时候，
you won't be moved away because you're anchored.
你不会飘走了，因为你是落了这个锚。
He's the one that gives you strength in the present life.
就是他给你在现今是有力量。
That in the storms of life, that you're enabled to persevere.
在生命的风暴里面你可以忍耐。
Right, there's a spurring on of faith.
可以激发你的信心。
Because you know that one day you will see God face to face.
因为你知道有一天你会面对面看见神。
And it's this future aspect of salvation that becomes the anchor for our present lives.
那这个救恩的这个将来这个层面就是成为我们现今生活的支柱。
So we must put on this helmet of salvation.
所以我们就是要戴上这个救恩。
That enables us to bear the pains and sufferings of the world.
让我们可以忍受这个世界上的苦痛。
Not the pains and sufferings of the world, but of this world on us.
不是这个世界的苦痛，而是这个世界苦痛对我们的影响。
No matter what trials that avails us, nothing will ever separate us from the love of God. That's Romans 8.
罗马书八章讲到，无论什么的苦痛都不能够让我们跟神的爱隔绝。
That even when we face trials and temptations,
就算是我们面对试炼的时候，
that even when we face death itself,
甚至是面对死亡，
we can cry out like King David in Psalms 23.
我们可以好像大卫王在诗篇23章这样讲。
Right, we all memorize that by now, right?
我们个个都识背了，是吧？
But even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your staff and your rod, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Right, that even in the midst of facing death, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
就算是面对死亡，你在我敌人面前为我摆设筵席。
You continue to anoint my head with oil; my cup does overflow.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的杯福杯满溢。
And here it comes, this final salvation. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
跟着就是最后的得救，这个救恩。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
It is this type of hope of salvation that continues to spur us on.
就是这个确实的盼望，就是继续的激励我们。
You know, this is the type of salvation that actually sustains my sister Judy.
就是这个确实的盼望，也都是在支持我的姐姐 Judy.
You know, when we heard of her cancer, and I'm sure when you heard of her cancer,
当我们听到她又患有癌症，我相信你听到的时候，
it's very hard on the heart.
都是我们很难受。
Anytime we hear of anybody getting cancer, it is hard on the heart.
任何人，任何时候，我们听到任何人有癌症的时候，我们都好伤心。
You know, I was talking to my wife last time, and it says, "Yeah, you know, in the past 20, 30 years ago, we were a church that was so blessed. There was no sickness, no death."
咁我哋谂，我同我太太讲，我哋二三十年前咧，我哋教会都系好得到祝福，我哋冇人冇死亡，冇病痛。
But now, as we're growing to a church which is getting older, and I'm in my my life is shorter near the closer to the end than the beginning.
咁而家我哋年紀大啲，好似我都係面對終結嘅，但係前快過前邊。
And I told Mabel there will be facing a lot of life issues.
咁我就同 Mabel 講，我哋都會好面對好多生命嘅問題。
Our church will be going through a lot of storms.
我哋教會都會經歷好多嘅風暴。
Are we going to be anchored when we face them?
我哋面對死亡嘅時候有冇呢個鍚呢？
You know, I told Mabel that you know the body is an amazing instrument.
咁我同 Mabel 講，我哋嘅身體係一個好奇妙嘅。
And all the time we take for granted. All the time we take it for granted. You know, your body is able to survive 50, 70, 80, 90 years.
咁你嘅身體可以過, 50, 60, 70, 80年。
That is amazing grace.
這個完全是神的恩典。
You know, it's amazing grace that we can live so long already.
這個是奇妙的恩典, 我們甚至可以有這麼長命。
And that when we are living life now,
我们现今的生活,
it's a reminder not to take it for granted.
Right?
Because it is the grace of God.
因为都是神的恩典,
and that we have breath and life today to be sitting here is the grace of God.
我们今天有生命,有呼吸,能够坐在这里,
just as Mr. Tam reminded me today he's here, it's God's grace.
就是好像谭先生今天提醒我,他能够今天来到这里,都是神的恩典。
Something that we should never forget.
我们永远都不可以忘记。
That life is precious.
生命是宝贵的。
But we must realize
但是我们要明白,
that even this precious life we have here on earth,
就算在我们在地上这个宝贵的生命,
it's only meant to be temporary.
都是暫時的,
because God offers you this hope of life eternal forever with Him.
因為神已經給我們有一個盼望，就是可以有永恆的生命, 是跟他一起的。
And that is the hope and comfort that nothing else can give to anyone.
這個就是一個盼望和安慰，沒有任何人可以給到任何人的。
Only a Christian can have that hope of final resurrection.
只有基督徒才可以有这个盼望，最后复活的这个盼望。
That's what gives Judy that strength, that comfort.
这个就是令到Judy有这个力量，有这个安慰。
Yesterday we just asked her, are you at peace?
昨天我们问她，你有没有平安？
She says, yeah, I'm at peace.
她说有。
God is with me.
神是与我同在。
I'm secure in Christ.
我在基督里面是安稳的。
Sure, there is a desire and hope for physical healing.
没错, 我们都希望有肉身的医治。
But God gives her that true peace and comfort that the world can never give.
但是神就是给她有这个真正的平安，这个医治是这个世界不可以给的。
And it's an understanding for us that the strength that we can never have.
我们都是明白这个靠我们自己不会有这个力量。
That's the assurance that God has given to us.
这个就是神给我们的确据,
that we will persevere eternally.
我们可以是永恒的。
And this isn't just a hope that has been given to Judy.
我们的内心可以是忍耐的, 恒久的忍耐。
It's a hope that's been given to Arnold.
这个也是盼望是给过了Judy和Arnold。
A hope that's given to Pastor David, Pastor Wilson.
也是给过王牧师、程牧师的盼望。
It's given to Mr. Tam, Mr. Du, Mr. Chu. Everyone, every Christian has been given this hope in Christ.
也是谭生、道生、朱生所得到的盼望，就每一个基督徒都有这个盼望。
And we must cling to that hope.
我们都要抓紧这个盼望。
For that's what makes us able to walk each and every day.
这个就是令到我们可以每一天的去继续的。
This is the helmet of salvation that it's talking about here.
这个就是这里所讲到的救恩的头盔。
To have that hope and assurance of our ultimate glory in God.
就是有这个盼望，就是我们最终的在神里面得荣耀。
And that helmet is there to protect you.
这个头盔就是在保护你。
Do you know why you need protecting?
你知道为什么你要被保护呢?
Do you remember that broad sword that the Roman soldiers are swinging?
记不记得刚才讲到阔剑，这个罗马兵丁用的那把剑？
Satan is always swinging this broad sword at you.
撒旦就是经常都用那把剑来打你。
And that sword has two edges.
这把剑是有两边的。
One side of the sword that's meant to cut you is discouragement.
一边就是要用灰心来去打你。
And the other side of that sword is doubt.
另外一边就是怀疑。
Alright, Satan swinging that sword, and he's swinging that sword, looking to knock you right over your head.
撒旦就是用这把剑来打你，要打你的头。
Alright, to put doubt and discouragement into your life.
就是要用灰心和怀疑摆在你的生命里面。
You know, this discouragement. Oh, I've been living fully for God. What, why does this happen to me?
就是我们会认为，我已经一直是为神而活的，为什么这些事会发生在我身上？
Why does God allow this to happen to my children, to me?
为什么神要让这些事情发生在我儿女身上，在我身上呢？
I've given so much love and care to other people.
我经常都很关心其他人，很爱其他人。
You know, it's exhausting and tiring.
已经是精疲力尽了。
Right? These people are so hard to love and it becomes discouraging.
我们很难去继续爱这些人，我们很灰心。
Sometimes you're teaching Sunday school and says, oh, I've worked so hard to put this together. Is anything, anybody getting out of it? Anybody getting anything out of it?
有时呢我们教主日学我们，哎，我们摆了很多精力下去，我们预备得很辛苦，但是到底有没有人学到东西呢？
It's discouraging when you prepare for 5 hours and there's 2 students in the class.
咁有时你真系好灰心，因为你预备咗5个钟，系得两个学生喺度。
I know. I followed God for so long.I follow God for so long.
我跟随了神这么久。
Why does he allow this to happen to me in my life?
为什么我生活有这些事情发生呢？
I lived in slave for my children.
我都是为我的儿女做牛做马。
But why don't they respect me and listen to me?
为什么他们不尊敬我，不听我话呢？
You know, life can be very easily discouraged.
所以我们很容易是会灰心丧
气。That's the broad sword that Satan tries to hit us with all the time.
这个就是撒旦尝试用这个剑来时时都要来打我们。
To bring us that discouragement in our walk each and every day.
让我们每一天都是要去灰心。
You know, it's very easy, even for me.
很容易的，就算是我都是这样。
You know, I spend a lot of my time and energy serving the church.
我都用很多精力来去服侍教会。
Yeah, so why are that things not going well? Why are these things happening?
为什么这些事情都不是这么好？
Why are people not growing? Why are they not serving?
为什么这么多事情发生？为什么这些人又不去服侍？
And it's so easy to get into this mode of self-pity, self-gloom.
很容易我就跌咗落呢个窿，系自我自怜同埋忧郁。
All right, and it's sadness.
同埋悲伤。
You know where that leads to?
呢个会带到我哋去边度咧？
The last part leads to depression.
就去到忧郁。
You know, discouragement leads to depression.
灰心系会令到我哋去。
You know, Satan has knocked you over the head too many times with that sword of discouragement.
撒旦成日都用呢把。灰心的剑去打你。
You know, sometimes we're not putting on this helmet of salvation enough.
如果我们没有戴上这个救恩的头盔，
you know, we're being knocked over and over again, and we feel discouraged each and every day.
我们就经常会被打倒，每一天都觉得灰心。
You know, and this discouragement eats at our soul.
这个的灰心就是侵蚀我们的灵魂。
That's what leads to depression.
让我们忧郁。
You know, Satan has struck our heads too many times with this broadsword.
撒旦都用呢把剑打咗我哋好多次。
It doesn't stop there, though.
但佢唔会停止嘅。
He turns it around and hits you with the other side.
佢转过嚟仲用另一边打你。
You know, what is that side? It's doubt.
嗰边系咩咧？怀疑。
You know, doubt and discouragement, they kind of go together, don't they?
灰心同埋怀疑系咪一齐嘅咧？
They're very similar.
系好相似。
You know, doubt is sometimes you can consider it's extreme discouragement.
怀疑我哋有时认为系极端嘅灰心。
You know, when you're really discouraged, you fall into depression.
当你很灰心的时候，你就会去忧郁。
And when you get to that point, you start to doubt and question God's love.
咁你到呢个时候咧，你就开始怀疑神嘅爱。
All right, doubt. Does God really love me?
神到底系咪真系爱我咧
？What the heck is going on?
到底发生紧咩事咧
？Why is my faith is it seems like empty dreams?
点解我嘅信心好似系一个空洞嘅梦咧
？My life seems to be falling apart.
我嘅生活都好似支离破碎咧。
Are these promises of God just empty words?
神的应许是不是真的一些空洞的话呢?
At the end of the day, is there really any hope?
最终呢,到底有没有盼望的呢?
I put my faith in Christ.
我都是将信心摆在基督那里。
Why does this happen to me?
为什么还会发生这些事呢?
Well, that's the sword of doubt.
这个就是怀疑的剑。
You know, doubt strikes us very easily as well.
怀疑是很容易去打倒我们的。
You know, because a lot of times Christians have this misconception.
因为很多时基督徒有一个误解。
And it's very dangerous.
很危险的。
Right, that when you become a Christian,
当你成为基督徒
when you trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
当你信靠耶稣成为你的救主和生命的主的时候
God doesn't let anything bad come into your life.
没有坏事会发生在你身上了。
You know, that's false. This is the false allure of the prosperity gospel.
这个就是成功福音的虚假的诱惑。
You remember I preached that one time that America, John Piper said that America,
记得有一次我讲过，我讲过John Piper 牧师说美国人
that we as Americans live in this Disneyland of Christianity.
我们就是美国人，就生活在一个迪士尼世界的基督。
It's a fantasy land that we think that no bad thing should happen to me.
这个就好像一个梦幻的世界，没一样嘢，没一样坏事会发生在我身上。
You know, that's how we think. This is Disneyland of Christianity.
我们就是这个迪士尼的基督教。
That's not the world of the Bible.
这个不是圣经里面的世界。
The Bible says that in reality, we live in a broken and sinful world.
圣经告诉我们，我们活着这个世界是破碎的，是罪，充满罪的。
And because of that,Bad things are normal.
因为这样坏事是正常的。
Our human life should experience bad things. It should experience suffering.
我们的生活应该是经历坏事，经历苦难的。
Because it's normal. Our bodies can't survive everything that's going on in this world.
因为这个是正常的，因为我们的身体不可以面对世界所有这些发生的事。
Well, that's exactly why we need Christ.
所以就是因为这样，我们需要基督。
Because bad things do happen.
因为坏事是会发生的。
And life is out of control.
生活是会，我们不控制得到的。
And it's only Christ that can bring things under control.
唯有基督才可以掌控。
He is our only hope of salvation.
他才是我们唯一得救的希盼望。
We have to see that.
我们要看到这一点。
You know, trials have a real unique way of revealing our own hearts.
试炼是一个很特别的方法来去显露我们的内心。
You know, it reveals the true substance of our faith.
去揭露我们的信心的真实的内容。
You know, it shows us really where we stand in faith and belief in God and His goodness.
让我们看到我们的信心，我们的相信神到底是站在哪
里。You know, Satan uses our trials to plant discouragement and doubt.
撒旦就是用这些的试炼、试探来到将这个怀疑灰心的种子放在我们里面。
But God, if He is at work in your life,
但是神在你的生命里面是工作的。
He will use those trials to refine and build your faith.
他就是用这些试炼去建立造就你的信心。
You know, it says what? Your faith is more precious than gold.
这个你的信心是比金子更宝贵。
And it will be made holy through those trials.
你就藉着这些试炼你可以得到成为。
First Peter 16 and 7 puts it this way.
彼得前书第一章六至七节这样说。
If you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. So that what? So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Our faith is thrown into that crucible of trials.
我们的信心就是摆了入这个熔炉，
To burn away all the impurities of our faith.
去消去一切的瑕疵。
So that our true faith, which more precious than gold, will reveal God's glory when we see Him face to face.
以致我们的信心是比金子更宝贵的，可以让我们看到神的荣耀。
In trials,
在试炼里面,
you will either draw closer to God or farther away.
你一是就更加亲近神, 一是就离开神。
You can't stay unaffected.
你不可以说没影响的。
Okay, if God's not working in your life, you will fall away.
如果神不是在你生命里工作，你就会跌倒。
If your faith is shallow and you're only following God because you want blessings, your faith will doubt God. deny God.
如果你嘅信心系表面嘅，你系净系想得到神嘅祝福嘅时候，你就会怀疑神。
But true faith in trials.
但系真正嘅信心喺试炼里边。
Will push through to trust in God all the more.
系会更加嘅令你去信靠神。
That realizing that God's promises are true, and that you will cling to God's promises even in the midst of the bad things happening.
因为你知道神嘅应许系真实嘅，就算你面对坏事发生嘅时候。
That's true faith.
呢个就系真正嘅信心。
And God is refining that faith in each and every one of us.
神就系喺我哋当中每一个人里边系。完善我哋呢个信心。
So you got to put on that helmet of salvation.
所以你就要穿戴呢个救恩嘅头盔。
Don't go into this spiritual war unprotected.
唔好系冇保护嘅就进入呢个属灵嘅
征战里面。Satan is knocking over your head over and over again already.
撒旦已经打咗你嘅头好多次啦。
It's not cracked open because of the grace of God.
因为仲未打开，因为系神嘅恩典。
But you have to protect yourself.
但系你要保护。
So that you don't become discouraged and doubt.
以致你唔会灰心怀疑。
That you don't grow weary, you don't grow faint.
你唔会疲倦，你唔会晕倒。
Or you must turn to God's word, cling to His promises.
你要揸紧神嘅话语。
Commit your souls to the faithful God, our Creator.
将你嘅灵魂交俾我哋信实嘅神，我哋嘅创造者。
He's promised to strengthen you.
佢应许要。
That's what he says in Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength.
以赛亚书四十章二十九节，佢讲到疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
So when you're going through your trials and you feel like you're hopeless and faint,
当你经历试炼嘅时候，你觉得好冇望，好要晕倒。
You put on that helmet again.
你戴上呢个头盔。
By clinging to God's word and asking Him for His strength and His power.
抓紧神嘅话语，求佢赐你力量。
You know, when you say, "Lord, I don't have any strength,"
但系当你话主啊，我冇晒力啦。
You know, He's the one that gives you strength.
佢就会加添你嘅力量。
You know, and that verse goes on to say, "Even the youth shall be faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on.With wings like eagles, they shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not grow faint.
这段经文继续是讲到，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但是那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Isn't that a wonderful picture?
这个、是一个几美好的图画呢
Didn't you always want to be an eagle that can soar freely in the sky?
你是不是很多时候都想好像这个鹰一样在天空中飞翔呢
Right, this passage illustrates what you will be as a Christian.
这个段经文就是告诉你、给我们看到基督徒是怎样
That in our weakness,
在我们的软弱里面
God is the one that infuses us and gives us strength.
神就是加添我们的力量
When we depend on Him, He makes us soar over the rest.
当我们依靠他的时候他就让我们去飞越
He's the one that will give you strength
就是他给力量给我们
you know, That's why we don't have reason to be discouraged brothers and sisters
所以我们不需要去没理由去疲倦、去灰心
When we put on that helmet of salvation
当我们戴上这个救恩的头盔
It reminds us each and every day there's a coming a day when God will glorify us
就会提醒我们每一天就是将来有一天神会让我们得荣耀。
God encourages us to walk faithful now.
神鼓励我们每一天，鼓励我们现在要去凭信心而行。
It's important how you walk the life.
你在生活里面怎样行是很重要的。
It's important how you walk through suffering.
你是经历苦难是怎样的是很重要。
It's important how you walk through trials.
你怎样去经历试炼是很重要。
Because it shows the power of God at work in you.
因为就是显示神能力在里面的工作
God calls each and every us up, up, each of us as Christians to persevere.
保罗呼要我们每一个基督徒要恒久忍耐
Sustain, to be sustained in trials.
在试炼里面要坚定
To walk faithfully in the midst of the valley of shadow of death.
在死亡的 阴谷里边要凭信心去行。
God is purifying our faith.
神系洁净紧我哋嘅信心。
You know, 1 John 3 says that he that hath this hope purifies himself.
约翰一书三章讲到，凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己。
When we have this hope,
当我哋有呢个盼望
，when we're going through these trials,
我哋经历呢啲嘅试炼
，when we cling to this hope,
我哋揸紧呢一个盼望
，God's purifying our faith.
神就喺度洁净，
完善我哋嘅信心。When Christ returns,
你知道当基督再嚟嘅时候
，that our lives will become an ultimate fulfillment.
我哋嘅生命就得到最后嘅完善。
You'll be fully purged, fully pure before God.
你会完全嘅得到洁净。
And you will see him face to face.
你就可以面对面嘅见佢。
That is the hope of salvation.
呢个就系救恩嘅盼望。
That we as Christians,
我哋基督徒。
Have the blessedness to be given.
已经得到这个神给了我们这个祝福。
Cling to that hope of salvation.
抓紧这个救恩的盼望。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祈祷。
Father, we come before you, we thank you.
天父，我们来到你的面前，感谢你。
For you are the one that gives us strength.
因为是你赐我们力量。
We know that Satan and his dominions are demons are restless.
我们知道撒旦和他的恶魔是不会休息的。
They never give up.
他们不会放弃。
And they're always attacking us.
他们时常都要去攻击我们。
Lord, help us, O Lord, to have on this helmet of salvation.
求主帮助我们戴上这个救恩的头盔。
Lord, that our hope is fully planted in you.
以致我们的盼望是完全扎根在你里面。
We thank you for this hope of victory that we have through Christ.
我们感谢你藉着基督我们有这个得胜的盼望
that in our weakness, in our trials, we ask for your strength
在我们软弱里面在我们的思念里面我们求你赐我们力量
your power to give us perseverance and refine our faith
你的能力帮助我们去忍耐去完善我们的信心
to hang on to the very end because we know that it will bring you glory and praise
帮助我们坚持到底因为我们知道这个是会带给你赢带给你荣耀和赞美
Father, protect us from discouragement and doubt.
求主保守我们不要产生灰心和怀疑
We know that it is so easy to fall into that.
我们知道我们是很容易在这个里面跌倒
To become depressed at life and find and see no hope.
我们在生活里面去跌倒我们去灰心我们觉得无望
And we know that even brothers and sisters in our midst can be discouraged and walk with doubts.
我们知道弟兄，我们当中弟兄姊妹可能都会灰心，会有怀疑。
But Father, we ask that you will strengthen our faith.
求天父，增强我们的信心。
Help us to see this wonderful kingdom that you have promised to bring us to.
帮助我们看到你应许我们要带我们去到的这个的国度。
It is as sure as our forgiveness.
这个就是好似你赦免我们一样的确实。
And this promised kingdom is as sure as your sanctification of us each and every day.
这个所应许的国度就是好似你每一日的令我们成圣一样的确实。
It's a guarantee that you have given to us.
是你所给我们一个保障。
That you will carry us through and persevere us as through Christ to the end.
你会带领我们在基督里面去恒久忍耐直到最后。
And Father, we do pray for those who are here that do not know you.
我们为到我们当中未认识你的。
Lord, may you soften their hearts to see their need for you.
求你软化他们的心让他们看到他们需要你。
Without your grace, without your salvation,
离开你的恩典离开你的救恩
there really is no hope.
是完全无望的。
No hope that of the future.
没其他可以给我们这个盼望。
Father, may you open their hearts to come and receive you.
求主开他们的心让他们看到你。
That you offer this gift of life and hope through Christ.
藉着基督你已经给这个盼望给这个生命。
May you help them to desire to know you.
求你帮助他们渴望去认识你。
And to receive this gift of life.
去接受这个生命的礼物。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Your word is a sword.
你的话语也都是剑。
Which cuts deep into our hearts.
也都打开我们的心。
Reveal our hearts, O Lord.
显示我们的内心。
That we may see our need for you.
让我们看到我们是需要你。
It's in your name that we pray.
奉你的名我们祈求。
Amen. Amen.